You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Well, good afternoon, friends. We have back with us again this afternoon Mr. Henry Fahman, CEO of Providential Holdings, trading under the symbol PRVH. We spoke with Henry last week. He was on his way to Wisconsin to a big conference, Building Bridges to Vietnam. Henry, you're back from the conference. Tell us how it went. Or would you like to go into the financials first?
Yeah, probably we'd like to come in and our latest financials, so our listeners, investors, have a better understanding of what it's all about, you know.
Okay, now it was on, let's see, Thursday the 15th that the financials were released, and this is the reports for the third quarter, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, as
revenue for the third quarter was $31,000. That was a decrease from the $2.5 million reported in the same quarter last year.
Yeah, that's correct, because the nature for our revenue recognition methods, you know, traditionally we get compensated with equity from our clients' companies, and if the transactions do not get consummated in the same financial quarter, you know, we don't recognize them until they're completed. That's why, you know, our quarterly revenue stream is not even, but when we complete these transactions, you know, the revenues will be reflected, and we expect to complete two or even three transaction between now and the end of this quarter, you know.
Okay. Now, on another note, the recent projects such as Phelan Point 91, the formation of Indochina Mining, and the launching of Providential Vietnam Growth Fund, and your management service subsidiaries, you mention in your comment in the financial release that those were both human and capital intensive.
Yes, indeed. We form Pro-Am, or Providential Asset Management, which is based in Hanoi, and also Providential Vietnam Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of Providential Holdings, now headed by Thai Vol, who used to be a president of Than Viet Fund Management Company and one-time co-founder of Dragon Capital in Vietnam. And those operations have also taken a lot of time and efforts and, of course, resources to get them off the ground, too, you know. And then the forming of Indochina Mining Corporation, we do a joint venture with Pimico, Fuyen Mineral Joint Stock Company. And all these initiatives have require both financial and also human resources.
Yeah. You state in the release that you are confident in the ability of Providential Holdings as an entity to generate positive results.
Yes, we are fully confident that the initiatives we have launched and put into place will generate positive results for the company, financially speaking, and also building the platform for us to do more important things in Vietnam, too, you know.
Looking forward to the release of the fourth quarter financials, will there be much of a difference there, or should we look forward into what we'll see first quarter of this year?
We expect to see some good progress for this quarter based on the transaction we have underway right now, but it should be, appropriate to say that, you know, moving forward, things should improve on a steady basis, you know.
How soon do you think Point 91 will be able to contribute to the bottom line?
Point 91, we believe, will be the first or even even probably second quarter, to be safe, you know, of 2009. But it could be sooner, depending on a number of factors which need to happen at the same time, you know.
How about Indochina Mining and Providential Growth Fund?
Indochina Mining, it would be toward the end of 2008 calendar year. We should see some revenue generation there. With the acquisition of the 30% PIMECO, of course, we cannot book the revenues per se, but we should be able to receive dividend payment from that investment when we complete the transaction. And for Providential Vietnam Growth Fund, you know, we got some delay. Yeah, actually, there was an institutional fund that wanted to come in to be our 50% partner, and they completed the due diligence using Price Waterhouse to come to Vietnam and met with our team and completed the whole due diligence process, both in Vietnam and also on Providential Holdings on the U.S. side. But unfortunately, because of the subprime effect, you know, their fund also got affected, you know, due to the market decline and so forth, and that's why there was a delay. We should have completed the fundraising last year, you know, November and December, the latest, but as it stands right now, it will take some more time for us to get that done. But we are fully confident that we will get it done. And once that's done, then, of course, that will also generate additional revenue for us through the management fee as well.
Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, let's talk about the conference.
Yes, actually, very exciting time. You know, Milwaukee, and people didn't think, you know, there would be more than 50 people showing up, but it was packed. Actually, it was held at the Milwaukee Athletic Club, and you know, beautiful ballroom, and you know, the room was filled, and I was very excited to be part of the program. In fact, I spoke on two panels, one on the private equity and also on the infrastructure for Vietnam. You know.
Now, what was the purpose of the conference?
The purpose of the conference is mainly, of course, to build, as the name, building bridges to Vietnam. And in fact, the ambassador of Vietnam to the United States was there, and he was the keynote speaker at our luncheon that that day on the 15th. And a lot of companies, major investment banks, and also media companies and business people, both those who have done business in Vietnam and those who would love to do business in Vietnam, you know, are gathered there. So it was mainly to promote business and cultural exchanges between the U.S. and Vietnam. And it was very, very exciting and very successful, you know.
The Center for International Business Education and Research at the University of Wisconsin calls Vietnam Asia's most dynamic emerging economy.
Yes, I think that's a good reason for them to say that. And if people look closely, actually this April, this past April, just not quite a month ago, Goldman Sachs came out with a report calling Vietnam the new tiger, you know.
Now, it says here that some of the topics that were addressed at the conference, equity and real estate investing?
Yes, equity and real estate investing. Also, the Vietnamese embassy team also presented the progress and you know, of the trade relations between the U.S. and Vietnam, and also the WTO, and how that you know, accelerates the pace of international integration in terms of trading between Vietnam and other countries. Yeah. And also other businesses that related to IT, infrastructure, real estate investment, and private equity also presented you know, their topic, and also share with the conference their experiences and you know, the lessons that have been learned through their work in Vietnam as well.
What's the IT infrastructure like in Vietnam?
It's improving and moving very fast. Actually, I don't have the statistic handy, but you know, but the number of people using the internet in Vietnam is growing by leaps and bounds, and it's a very important part of the whole commerce arena, because both transportation physically and also communication, you know, those are very important components for any economy. And of course, on the transportation side, we talked about highway, we talked about airports, deep sea ports, and railways, and so forth, you know, and bridges, and all those are very important components for Vietnam to grow. And China did a good job because they spent a lot of money investing into their infrastructure compared vis-a-vis India. That's why China, you know, has been able to grow so fast. And Vietnam is also looking to that as an example of what needs to be done. That's why they are very committed, both internally and also seeking assistance from outside the country to help build up their physical infrastructure. And at the same time, of course, you know, the IT infrastructure has to be in place in order to facilitate communications and make it compatible for businesses to participate and compete. Yeah.
Something that a lot of our listeners and possibly even shareholders of Providential Holding, something they may not be aware of, in 2007, Vietnam was accepted into the World Trade Organization, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. It was in January 2007, yes.
One of the conditions of being accepted into the WTO, Vietnam had to commit to privatizing eligible state-owned enterprises, which were referred to as SOEs, and to opening up almost all industries to foreign firms by the year 2010. In our last conversation, you mentioned that you had recently signed an agreement with the government to work with a number of those companies that will be privatized and potentially taken public, correct?
Yes, indeed. We will be having a conference in Hanoi on the 9th of August with SCIC, which stands for State Capital Investment Corporation, which oversees and owns more than 900 companies in Vietnam. And actually, there'll be several prominent investment banking houses that would like to join us on this conference. Of course, Providential Holdings will be one of the sponsors, and we'll be speaking at that conference as well. You know,
I encourage our listeners to Google Building Bridges to Vietnam. I was surprised to see just how many entries there were on that first page on Google. That will take you to information on this conference. There's a lot of beautiful pictures of Vietnam also. And what else would you like to add today, Henry?
Well, I believe conferences like the one that was held in Milwaukee last Thursday is an important event in many ways, because it helped get the word out there, because even some of companies in the U.S. who want to do business in Vietnam don't know how to go about doing it. And with Providential being, you know, having our local teams in Vietnam and also understanding the U.S. market, we can be a great a channel, you know, to for companies to work with, not only companies in Vietnam that want to get listed here, to have access to funding from Wall Street, but also for U.S. businesses who want to do business in Vietnam, that want to do outsourcing or want to do manufacturing, and etc. You know, we can be giving a good, helping hand, you know, to those companies. You know,
are companies in Vietnam positioned to compete with, for instance, a India when being used as inbound and outbound call centers?
Yes. Actually, Vietnam is growing every day as far as, you know, an outsourcing center. A lot of companies, even in India, when they receive contracts from the U.S. or from Europe, for example, you know, they, you know, this, a lot of times go to Vietnam and seek out talent there in order to do the actual execution of their contract, you know.
Very good. Well, Henry, I know you're on the way to New York today, and hopefully later in the week, early next week, you'll be able to come back and share with us what transpired and what's next on the horizon for Providential Holdings.
Yes, we would love to keep our audience and shareholders, investors abreast of what's going on. Sometimes this is hard because of, you know, traveling schedule can be very hectic, but I try to make myself available and update our audience and listeners and what has transpired or what will be happening so that, you know, everybody can be on the same page, you know.
Well, you know, and that's so important in today's environment. You have worked diligently to be transparent and to be available and to keep shareholders apprised, and we want you to know that we do appreciate that. Anything special you'd like to say to the shareholders of Providential Holdings?
Probably not much at this juncture, other than, you know, we need to work harder and smarter and make our shareholders happy, you know.
Okay. Well, we're behind you 100%, and you have a safe flight, and we look forward to talking to you on your return.
Yeah, thank you very much, Wayne.
Have a great afternoon.
Yeah, thank you. Same to you. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Pastor Dwayne Reeves, and his guests. This information should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed security broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions. You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.